Hello and welcome to On the Couch with Steve, a podcast where we help you navigate the often complex world of buying and selling real estate in Ipswich and surrounding areas. I'm Steve Athanates. I'm the owner of NG Real Estate here in Ipswich and a couple of other places. So what we're talking about today is the Ipswich market wrap for April 2024. It was a great month and I'm joined to discuss it by Kira College from River 949.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Kira. How are you?
I'm very good.
Lovely to see you as always.
Thank you.
Now, I guess you wanted to ask me some questions about what happened in Ipswich.
Yeah.
And in terms of sales and listings and property management and all those things.
Absolutely.
For the month of April.
I do. I've got some notes here.
Notes. Frightening.
Very frightening. So let's start with the Ipswich market first. So Domain has released some, well, actually a lot of places have been releasing some figures, and nationally property prices increased by 6.8% average nationally. Brisbane's doing really well, isn't it?
Yeah, look, across the board, Brisbane has been an amazingly strong performer. I've got a mate who sells real estate in Victoria, and it's completely different down there.
Mm.
Their market is actually going backwards, and they're dealing with people who bought in the last 18 months to 2 years, who are now trying to sell, whether it was a country change or whatever, who are now losing money.
Yeah.
To get out of the properties that they bought 2 years ago, 18 months ago, they're now losing money to sell those property. And I was with him like last weekend, and he's saying, like, what's going on up here? Why is it so different in Queensland?
Mm.
And truthfully, I said, honestly, I don't know why, except the demand is so strong here still.
Yeah.
That house prices continue to rise. Obviously, something we've documented quite heavily here on the Couch with Steve is that this market, Ipswich, Brisbane, Queensland as a whole, is probably one of the strongest performing markets in Australia.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've talked about previously the fact that the market keeps performing so well because you've got that buyer-seller demand that's going on so strongly. Obviously, that's not happening all around.
No, well, I think what's happened over there, it's got a lot to do with supply. So in the southern, some of the southern states, and I'm not saying across the board that Victoria is in trouble. Please don't ring up or email me saying I said Victoria is in trouble. But some parts are, and their markets are going backwards. But it's because that they've got more people trying to sell than there are people trying to buy.
Yeah.
Whereas here in Queensland, there's not enough stock. So our supply is way under where it should be, and it's somewhere around 43% less stock available than we've had previously.
Yeah.
So we've got the same amount of buyers and nearly half as many houses for them to choose from, and that's what's creating competition. Competition creates, you know, a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Based on a fear of loss. If you really want something and you're scared you're going to lose it, guess what you do?
Yeah, buy it quick.
You pay more.
And you pay more.
And you, yeah, pay more for it. So at the end of the day, that's what's happened in Queensland. So a great story if you live in Queensland.
Mm.
If you live in some of the southern states, not as great.
Yeah, but nationally, it's not
nationally,
too bad.
Nationally, still amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So we're defying trends around the world too. You know, if you watch the news, you know, some countries are in recession and,
yeah,
there's all sorts of bad things happening. Whereas Australia, they call us the lucky country for a reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was listening to the news recently. Don't quote me on which news channel it was, but they were talking about property prices and how there's been some, you know, really great stories with property prices increasing. But then they used the word surprise and Ipswich in the same sentence.
It's very hurtful.
Well, it's hurtful, but it's really perplexing because we've seen some incredible numbers, and we'll talk about NGU's particular numbers.
Yes.
In a minute, but it's the one thing that keeps just being a great news story is the fact that more and more people want to live here, more and more people are buying here.
Absolutely. And look, I think the thing that's changed for Ipswich, and like I guess it's probably fair to say in the past, Ipswich hasn't always enjoyed the greatest reputation.
Mm.
I think that's largely unfair these days. I used to be a policeman in a different life. And going back to the late 80s and the early 2000s, wasn't always great.
Yeah.
Okay. But now I think Ipswich is no different to anywhere else in terms of crime. Most crimes are crimes of opportunity. If you leave your keys in your car at the front of your house, someone will probably steal it.
Yeah.
If you lock it up and, you know, be sensible, you're fine.
Yeah.
So obviously Ipswich is no different to anywhere else. So I think that that perception needs to go away, that Ipswich is some sort of a horrible place to live. It's completely untrue.
That's right.
I've lived here for the last 40 years of my life. I wasn't born here, but I have lived here for the last 40 years. So I love Ipswich. I live in Ipswich. You know, I'm proud of Ipswich. So at the end of the day, the fact that house prices and the property market is performing extremely well here is definitely no surprise to me. It might be a surprise to other people,
yeah.
But this is a great place to live from an affordability, a proximity, a services point of view. Ipswich is at the top of the hill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. And one of the things that kept being mentioned was Ripley and Bellbird Park are some of the top performing growing suburbs. And obviously there's a great reason for that, because there's plenty of land out there.
Correct.
New developments, etc., that are happening. So why wouldn't you want to come to Ipswich? You don't have to pay exorbitant prices for your property, and you can still be within, you know, a straight shot to Brisbane.
Well, you're really 35 minutes from the CBD. Ripley is obviously one of the largest master plan communities in Australia. Mm. So obviously the fact that it's growing there is no surprise. Bellbird Park, a little bit closer again to Brisbane, but great. Great for affordability, even as you're moving closer towards Brisbane.
Yeah.
So I think that's the key issue. For a lot of, you know, Brisbane buyers and even Gold Coast and stuff like that, where median house prices are exceeding $1 million and more,
mm-hmm.
Ipswich is a great place, a great place to buy, because our median house price, generally speaking, is sort of sitting in that sort of 650 for Ipswich. As you move closer towards Bellbird Park, Augustine Heights, Springfield, those areas, it's probably moving closer to 750, right. 800,000. But compared to Brisbane, with a median house price at $1 million and more,
mm-hmm.
it's affordable.
Yeah, very much.
So it's not. I'm not saying it's cheap, but I'm saying it's more affordable than an option in Brisbane. So that's why our market is so strong. It's so buoyant. Okay, we're a high turnover market. People buy and sell, they trade up and down and sideways.
Yep.
Some people want a bigger, flasher house. Some people, the kids are growing up, they're downsizing. Which, I mean, we've got heaps of investors wanting to buy here and take advantage of our amazing growth.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So let's talk about NGU now. How did NGU as a group, or as for Ipswich, how did you perform?
We had an absolutely monster month, both for listings and sales. Obviously, there's 30 days in April. In April, we listed 72
wow.
homes for sale in April. So to my sales team, congratulations. You are killing it. 72 properties listed is absolutely huge. So proud of the team. Obviously, it's not easy to get listings, and for mm-hmm. our team to get that many listings in a single month, that's one of our best Aprils ever.
Wow.
Okay, so massive month at 72 listings. So proud of the team.
Congratulations. That's yep. great work, guys.
And what it does mean too, for people who are wanting to buy, NGU has got plenty of stock for you.
Yes.
So we've got more houses than anyone else. Come to us. We've got something to sell to you.
That's great. Right?
So that's the good news for you.
How many did you sell?
We sold 62 houses in April. So again, two a day.
My goodness.
Okay, that's just under $40 million worth of Ipswich real estate that we transacted in the month of April.
Has your team needed to have a nap? Because that's a big month.
Look, they've got no time to sleep. They're so excited that they're looking for more listings as we speak. I'm here in the studio. They're out there bashing the pavements of Ipswich, knocking on doors, and they're looking for people who want to sell a house, because we've got lots and lots of buyers who want to buy them.
That's great news.
Great news.
That's really great news.
Yeah, so huge month. As I said, huge congratulations to our award-winning sales team. They are basically really working the streets. They're talking to people. They're on the phones. They're obviously making deals happen. So at the end of the day, they're bringing buyers and sellers together, and people are buying houses.
That's wonderful.
I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, you should be.
I am really happy.
So, what about the rental market? How's rentals going with NGU Ipswich?
Yeah, good. It's probably not as, in terms of volume, it's not as big as the sales. We added 14 new management, so we bought 14 new properties that we can rent to the people of Ipswich into our portfolio. We manage about 700 here in Ipswich. Across our whole portfolio, we manage probably in the vicinity of like 1,200. But basically right in the heart of Ipswich. We manage a solid 700 properties, but we added 14 more in April, which is amazing. And we I think we rented out 11 during April.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so obviously you've got quite a few public holidays in April,
yeah,
and leading into May, obviously Easter. Mm-hmm. So we rented 11 during April. So to our property management team, congratulations to you. Our business development manager, Cassandra Jeffs, huge month for her with 14 new, yeah, managements. So she's been really working hard as well. So if anyone's looking for a change in property management, contact Cassandra Jeffs at NG Real Estate. She'd love to be able to help you.
Absolutely, because you can see the reviews that are coming through from your investors, the people that you manage properties for, the team is doing an amazing job.
Yeah, look, and it is a team effort from our administrators who are collecting and receiving rent through to our property managers who are obviously dealing with the day-to-day tasks of putting people in houses, doing routine inspections, entry condition reports, exit condition reports, bonds, the whole show.
Yeah.
It is a team effort. Obviously, Cassandra brings them in and then the girls have got to manage them. So to our whole team, April was just massive, and a huge thank you and congratulations to our whole team here at NG Real Estate.
That is amazing. 'Cause Domain recently were talking about the fact that the Brisbane rental market has tightened with a 5-year low on vacancy rates. Is Ipswich looking very similar in terms of vacancy rates?
Yeah, generally speaking, vacancy rates here in Ipswich are around 1%,
mm-hmm,
which is really low.
Yeah.
So historically, it's low. Like I said, it's not as tight as people might think. You can definitely get a rental.
Mm.
You know, and sadly, we do have a housing crisis in Queensland and many parts of Australia. But generally speaking, you can get a rental.
Yeah.
So it's not like there is nothing for rent and there is nothing available. That's not the case at all. So if anyone's looking for a rental and you haven't been able to find it elsewhere, again, contact our team at NG Real Estate. We'd love to be able to help you.
Yeah, because it's all about being prepared, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, we've discussed this in the past, what you need to do in order to give yourself the best chance of being accepted for a rental property. Obviously, having your application completed in full, having your references, having all your bank account details, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really important.
Yeah. And the team, if you just give them a call and say, hey, what do I need to do to make sure that my application's going to be as smooth as possible, they can give you all the answers.
That's right. So even if you contacted Chrissy on reception, she'll run you through basically what she's going to be looking for. She's,
yeah,
processing a lot of our applications. And obviously, even if you've been unsuccessful in the past and you're looking for some sort of guidance as to potentially what you could do to improve your odds, again, contact our team. They'll help you.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
We have got a great team across the board. So very, very, very proud of our team.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So in terms of what's next, I know that we've still got some stuff happening on the forefront with NGU, with growth.
Yeah, definitely. So our Forest Lake has opened. I'll be talking to John Karlachik, who's he's my business partner in our NGU Brisbane West office that opened on the 8th of April. So it's been trading for about a month. So we'll get John in for our next lot of episodes and talk about what's happening in that Brisbane West market.
Mm-hmm.
We've still got our upcoming office coming on the Gold Coast. So mm-hmm. that's still in the wind. Obviously, one of the offices that has opened, and I'll get Amy in. We've got a NGU lifestyle brand, which is located in John Street in Rosewood.
Yes.
So we did the grand opening for Amy a few months back. She's absolutely murdering it out in that sort of Rosewood and surrounding areas. So if anyone's looking for that acreage type living, Amy at NGU Lifestyle in John Street, Rosewood.
Oh, amazing.
Give her a call. She's got a great team. She's an amazing agent. She will look after you whether you're buying, selling, or renting.
That's amazing. And we've talked about it before. It doesn't matter where you're going or where you're coming from, NGU's got you sorted.
Of course. So obviously, we've got a great office in Toowoomba. My business partners up there, Robbie Witt and Matt Hawkins. Matt Hawkins is the number one selling agent in Toowoomba for, I think, the last 2 or 3 years in a row. Matt's absolutely murdering the game. Robbie's been in the game for close to 10 years, an amazing agent in his own right. They've got a great team up there, a big property management department as well. I think they're managing something like 350-odd properties.
Wow.
In Toowoomba. They're in Kitchener Street in Toowoomba. So again, if you're looking for something, NGU can help you in Toowoomba.
Oh.
Wherever you want to go, we've got an office for you.
That's awesome. Yeah, absolutely
it
awesome.
It is. So I guess that's the wrap for Ipswich and the surrounding areas for April. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Kira, as always. Thank you so much for coming along and having a chat. Guys, if you've liked what you've heard, you've got any questions, you've got any comments on what you've heard today, please click the link below. We'd love to hear from you. Your feedback is very important to us, and we'd love to hear whatever you've got to say. Obviously, I'm Steve Athanates. I'm from NG Real Estate. Thank you for joining us on The Couch with Steve.